People who say they don't drink, but they are the same ones drinking Smirnoff Ice and Shandy at the wedding reception. What is the truth? Tell us. We want to know. Welcome, everybody, to another exciting episode of the Sincerely Accra podcast. Yes, indeed. Shout out to my nigga Max. Hey. And also shout out to my nigga Process. Yes, I made a new friend, guys. Process. And he gave me the one-liner at the beginning. How did he do? Is it good? Let me know. Welcome, 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 welcome. Yes, it is the Sincerely Accra podcast. And my name is Joseph NT. I'm your host. And once again, you have come to the door of entertainment. You've come to the door of joy. You've come to the door of, can we hear you shout? Munjabi! Defe, 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 oh, defe. Munjabi, oh. Come on, people. Yes, I want to give a quick shout out to the Gold Coast Report. That's the GCR Network. Premier podcast hosting network in R.D. God. Piece that together, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. And of course, my co-creator and producer, Mr. Kwame Asante Ofori. Yes, yes, yes. Shout out. Shout out. Yes. Hey, listen. Yeka producers, sound engineer, creative canon. Yes. Some of them literature canons. When we say a literature canon, y'all know what we talk about. Kwame, a canon in the field of production and all things nice. As a Powerpuff Girls, I'm an older brother. Yes, that's my co-creator and producer, Mr. Kwame Asante Ofori. Make some noise for him in the back. Thank you very much. Yes, those of you who are at work or in public transportation, that's fine. Just do a light clap in your palm. Yes. Yeah, the lady didn't see you. Anyways, another exciting episode. Gosh, Monday is here already, right? Ooh, the year is going by so fast. I honestly believe what they say about, like, when you're older, time goes faster for you. Because, you know, when we were younger, I just used to wonder when certain things will end. Like, I remember being in school and hating the fact that I could spontaneously get lashed. Like, you can decide to go to school and be... That's the funny thing about it. You could go to school, be of good behavior. That day, you even talk for them to write your names. You know? But maybe the class was absent for a few 5 minutes or something, and the class will erupt into some unnecessary noise. And then some teacher will walk up by your classroom and say, hey, what is the meaning of this? Everybody, put your hands on the table. Like, it is so fucking traumatic. You're sitting in the class and you're just waiting and hoping and praying because you cannot control these people. Like, every class had a group of people you can't control. They will make the noise. They will be a racket fool. You know what it is. But anyway, yeah, things used to go by really slowly. I feel like we used to be in school like forever, one term. I mean, back then it was, one term. It used to be like forever, you know what I mean? But things are just moving so fast right now, and I don't know what it is. Can you slow it down? Anyway, hey, listen, it's a new episode, and we're going to get right into it. You know what is trending, what is on top of everybody's lips, mind. What are the people talking about? When we drop, it's a banga. Down on me, rebel, down on me, down, down.
My brother, waiting there up my door. We cannot do and go die. Tell me waiting where you they fight for. Oh, 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 oh. Say something, my sister. Live life and find joy. Study life and take your portion. We cannot do and go die.
Free my brother. Free my head up off. Tell me how you live life a proper. Happiness is day free and that joy. And that joy. Surrender joy. And that joy. Render joy. Happiness is day free and that joy. Happiness is day free and that joy. And that joy.
Free my brother. Waiting there up my door. We cannot do and go die. Tell me waiting where you did fight for. Say something, my sister. Live life and find joy. Take life and take your portion. We cannot do and go die.
So in this week's episode, listen, a lot is going on and a lot has gone on and a lot is currently still going on as I am doing this, okay? Let me break the fourth wall for a little bit, okay? It is 12:22, midnight. I'm sitting in my closet and I'm doing this recording. Yeah. You know, we don't typically do like, anyway, let me know again, it's the production, whatever. But yeah, it's a lot. I want to just breeze through most of these things because I really don't care, but I care about one. Okay. So Shatawale and Stoneboy, listen, guys, let me just catch you up. Yeah, I'm sure once again, it's on your TL. Everybody's talking about it. You're seeing it, but you've never bothered to go into it. You're like, oh, I'll wait till the weekend. Well, here it is. So Liman Hostel was supposed to do artist night as part of their hall week. Okay. They booked Stoneboy. Okay. They went through the right procedures. They got Stoneboy, and that was the show that was supposed to happen. TF, on the other hand, who also had hall week, had submitted to the dean that they were going to do a karaoke night. And then now, a day before their supposed karaoke night, a flyer goes out saying that Shatawale is performing at TF, right? And the dean's like, hey, listen, that's not what you guys said, you know, because, you know, certain things have to be taken into consideration. We have to beef up security and stuff like that because, you know, people be coming from outside of school for like big artists. So you didn't inform us. It's one day. It's not enough time. Cancel the show. Shatawale went and did a video saying that, Stoneboy, you know, alleging that Stoneboy told the dean something that made her cancel the show, you know. And then what, Stoneboy went in an interview and then he said, he doesn't know why Shatawale gives him so much power, you know. The PR was PRing that day. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. And then like the next day, I think Shatawale donated some money to the Busta Boys, you know, the guys that are cleaning the gutters and stuff. Like, by the way, shout out to those guys. They're really doing great. Yeah. So that's really what it is. I just, you know, it's, I live for the plot, you know, but let's go on to the next story. So basically Twitter likes are gone, guys. As of the time that I'm recording this, Elon has tweeted it. It's in full effect. And I just want to say once again, there's just another part of like Twitter culture that has died, you know? It's really interesting when you're able to go through someone's likes and put together like, you know, hey, what kind of person is this? This is my person. Do they find the same things funny, you know? Or even like, you know, let me see if you're a freak. What are your likes? You know what I mean? Now that experience is gone. In the same time that, you know, porn has kind of been allowed to, I didn't get that announcement. You know, they went on X and they were like, you know, X is now officially allowing porn to go. I'm like, what the hell? Do you know the number of people who have been masturbating to porn from Twitter? And you know, for how long that has been going on, girl? Shit. Like, what are you talking about? So I just thought, I was like, this is a funny correlation. Porn is now legal or whatever on Twitter. And then at the same time, you know, your likes are being private. So it's like, yeah, they're going to try and drive people into like the sex business. Because the thing is that, you know, now, that he's rewarding creators with, money. If you make a lot of engagement on Twitter, if the, adult entertainers now create accounts and now they can post fully legal content there, now they'll be getting views and stuff and then they'll be paid off of Twitter. Do you guys see what's going on? And then the business of Twitter, like, is because all those people that have badges have paid for the badges and they pay for those badges every month. Girl, Elon is just trying to make money, y'all. he's just trying to save the business, you know? Yeah. So, I mean, it is what it is. But, all of that really doesn't bug me too much. Listen, there's a whole brouhaha between Afronita and Abigirl. You know, the dancers that went on, British Got Talent, they came in third. Very cute set. I like the story. I like how it was all, it was a really cool, you know, thing. But once again, the adults in the situation are acting out of age. They're acting out of manners. And I just don't understand the whole thing. Like the parents are fighting. Why are the parents fighting? What is this? You know, it's, I always say that it's so hard to take out the extended family isms that are kind of like attached to us as guardians in everything. Because like you go to the office, auntie, uncle, shit, none of you are related to my parents. I don't have to do that. Your name is Gertrude. You're 56 and I'm going to call you Gertrude. Let's do it like that. Not auntie Gertrude, girl. You are not in my family tree, bitch. You are not my kinfolk. You know what I mean? But we do that a lot. And I feel like it infiltrates into everything. Because why are parents fighting? And somebody saying they texted Afronita. Afronita said no response. Afronita is disrespectful. Can you imagine? Like, what is going on? These guys have gone and done something so great like this for the country. You know, in whatever ways that is going to like be, you know, evidence or whatever. They come back and this is the drama that is ensuing in their home. Like, what is this? It's disgraceful, it's distasteful, and I'm appalled by it. What is this garbage, guys? Get it together, act right, pull it together, put a seal on it, you know, make it go away. Come on, y'all. What is this? It's confusing. I don't get it. It's irrelevant shit. Talking about, I bought clothes for her because she didn't have clothes and the clothes were cheap and Girl, you people are being so fucking dramatic. Right now, I'm convinced everybody is just trying to be famous and popular because they know that they can monetize clicks. Because I don't understand some of the behavior. Like, this is the same kind that we grew up in. I'm going to move on to what I actually came here to talk about, which is Kim Paluta and Daumia in a video with Adjoa Safo and Chimamu to be like, I don't know what it is. It felt like an SNL skit, girls. I don't know what it is. I saw it. I was like, what is this setup right here? This is a very interesting, like, okay, let me set the video up, okay? So the video begins. You see Kim Paluta and Baumia central in the video. They take three quarters of the screen. Kim Paluta is holding Baumia's hand as though to show solidarity. And all the time, let me tell you, for at least 85% of the video, Kim Paluta could not look Baumia dead in the eyes. He could not. The guy could not do it. It was very evident he was there. It was a pure stunt. And it was like, this is not my homie. He looked everywhere but at Baumia. Because if he had looked at Baumia, he would have realized that Baumia didn't know a single word in that song. Nigga, no ring cuts you by heart. I mean, and he kept like intentionally putting his hand in front of his face to hide it. Find a video, watch it, see what I'm talking about. Now, the video is happening and somebody like springs up from the left side of the video in a white linen shirt and a denim. And guess who it is? If it is a little Miss Adjoa Safo from TikTok. I said, girl, did you lose your election? What are you doing here? And she's in the video. She's singing and dancing and out over the seats behind them is Chema Woon to me. I'm like, now what in the odds? What is this? They are kidding. I was very confused, but I was very entertained at the same time. And listen, Kim Paluta, I can't even hate on it. You know, the times are hard. Bitch, every single ounce, every pesua, okay? Every pus, take it. Do what you need to do, okay? We can't, don't even hate on the nigga. Like, it is what it is. He went there, PR, like... It was cute, though. It was cute. You know, and I love it. You've contributed to pop culture moments. I'm telling you, the fact that you couldn't look that man in the eye, I love it for us. Anyway, guys, that's what's been popping off inside of, you know, the populace mind and things.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
We have a very exciting episode right here, okay? We wanted to take you guys down memory lane. We wanted to say, hey, listen, we all grew up, I said, in a way, since there are so many devices, some people can afford Netflix, some people can afford Hulu, ibimuso Amazon Prime, ibimuso Disney Plus, ibimuso Paramount Plus, ibimuso Wow Presents Plus, like MTV Base, Channel O. Like, oh, yeah, you're different levels. So there's so many things that's, you know, separating us. But first, GTV, TV3, Metro. Pop Times Kakrana, if anything, was it Zane? Zane, that TV station, anything. In a vast, that's mobile, that's a bear fork, right? Like, we grew up, like, very similarly, watching the same shows. We all had, like, the same discourse on, like, you know what I mean? And those times were very fun because it was very communal. And, one of the things that was very prominent in those, times were telenovelas, you know? And, Carmen and I were talking, as we always do, because I put every day, two meetings in a week. Ah, dang, Carmen, leave me alone. but yeah, and it was one of the things that came up, you know, just going over the songs that you liked and all those kind of things. And it just birthed this episode. And so we're going to be taking you guys down memory lane in Ghana, what it was like, the telenovelas that we're following. And I'm going to be giving you my own personal picks, you know, best shows, best songs, best villains. We're going to get into all of it. Okay. So listen, you can take a break. Go and sip some water. If you want to pee, go and do that. You know, if maybe you are going to buy your board in the church or pause, wait till you are seated comfortably and you get into it. Because listen, it's going to be a key.
Clapperboard. Let's go. Yes. This is probably going to make it on the episode, but guys, we got a clapperboard in the studio and I feel like I'm in Hollywood. But anyway, guys, today we're going to be talking about something very essential to the Ghanaian childhood. Yes, as imported telenovelas. Yeah, I think telenovelas are a huge part of the Ghanaian culture, especially when you're growing up. You know, back then, there weren't a lot of like class dividers like DSTV. You know, everybody was watching GTV, TV3, and Metro. Those are the options. But you know, when all of the other things came inside, it's like, Unibiasa, Udiwaki, Chewuntumisha, HBO, Hulu, Amazon, girl. What you gotta do? But anyway, that is what we wanted to talk about. You know, a whole episode dedicated to telenovelas. Like, this is, I'm like a kid in the candy store. Oh my God, let's get it. Okay, so I think my introduction to telenovelas was Acapulco Bay.
Acapulco Bay.
I was very young, probably like 6 or 7, but I remember Acapulco Bay because the skirts were very short. And then there was this whole era in Ghana where like, when you're a girl and you wear really short, they'd be like, hey, what's Acapulco Bay? I remember it a lot. But I think Acapulco Bay, it was Max and Rachel, okay? I think one person wanted to Max was pretending to be Rachel's husband, okay? So that he could inherit his, cause he was like, he had a brother that Rachel was married to. So he was, impostering. You don't see that. He was pretending to be Rachel's husband so that he could get her, you know, when you die, inheritance. Yeah. And then it was something like that. I can't remember the story very well, but I just remember there were a lot of short skits. And that's the first, telenovela that I watched. I think it was on TV3, if I can remember correctly. But then the next one that really titillated me, okay, was Sunset Beach. Oh my God. If you know Sunset Beach, you know, what? Sunset Beach, it had like, it's what you call an ensemble cast, right? But the people that I was most interested in were, Meg and Ben. Yes. And then there was Olivia, this rich bitch. Olivia, wait, let me refer to my notes. Richards, Gregory Richards and Olivia Richards, girl. Olivia had this little like front bang swoop and then a big hair at the back. And she'd always wear like ruffled, she always gave shoulder. I remember always, Unbiana shoulder. But, Meg and Ben. So Ben had a wife that died. And then I think that the wife who apparently died, like showed up on Sunset Beach. And Ben saw her somewhere. So he started getting a bit distracted because he was trying to find his wife. And then his evil twin brother came and was impersonating him just like Acapulco Bay. Look, a lot of these telenovelas have the same storyline. They just use different characters in different wigs. But yeah. I remember he had an evil twin that impersonated him. And then Meg found out. Can you imagine she was sleeping with her husband's twin brother? Girl, how you don't know? How did you not know? But anyway, telenovela, so we enjoyed it. Yeah, Sunset Beach was nice. There was also that guy that ended up on Grey's Anatomy. I think Jason Winston George. Yeah, he was in there with Vanessa. And I remember Vanessa got some skin disease. Oh my God, it's a really pretty black girl. She got a skin disease because I think somebody was sabotaging. It was really good. I was young. I've been maybe 8 years, but Sunset Beach was really good. I really enjoyed Sunset Beach. And I think, and then after Sunset Beach came Esmeralda. Oh yes.
Esmeralda, en tus ojos, la noche y el día, uno son. Esmeralda, flor del campo, me ves con la luz del corazón.
Esmeralda is the pioneer, what would I say, telenovela, or at least for me, that introduced the whole switch that birth thing, you know, because a lot of people, hey, telenovela, I can count like 500 telenovelas that have the Switch That Bridge storyline, it's still as fuck, but every time they do it, it's still entertaining, because you know. But basically, so there's this rich woman, right? And her husband really, really wants a male child. And then she gave birth and she had a daughter, which was Esmeralda, right? And the man was not really happy, but he didn't know the gender yet. And then there was another woman who had given birth to a male child, but she died. Okay. And you know, the midwives, I think they're in the same group chat. So they're like, listen, there's a baby right here. Mama just died. And I think they swapped. Okay. So Esmeralda, who's supposed to be rich, grew up poor and blind. And then, what's the nigga's name? Jose Armando was, who was poor, grew up rich, and then they found each other. You know how it is? Fate. But I remember she always used to wear green. I don't know if that was just me. Esmeralda used to wear green. Yeah. Did she have a flower here, or was, no, that was Rosalinda. I don't know. Jeez. Did Esmeralda have a flower in her hair? If you don't remember, I want to share it. No. Girl. Sorry. My co-host in the building don't know, Esmeralda, I guess. But anyway, the next one that I watched that I was, listen, honestly, top three is La Sopadora.
Un día llegaré con un disfraz distinto, el color, la misma faz. Te desarmaré, mi cuenta te darás. Para entregarte el corazón, despacio te iré amando más, y te cuidaré en el bien y el mal. El cielo te daré, tu abrigo yo seré, a ti me
talking about. It's the best storyline ever. Best storyline, right? So you have twins. One is evil and one is good. Okay? Now listen, call back to Sunset Beach. Ben and then the evil twin. See? Repetitive storylines, but they serve it to you so good, you're gonna eat it again. So yeah, evil twin, good twin, right? And this woman, she's rich, she's married to a rich man, and she's, you know, she's been like having affairs and stuff. And so she's on one of her vacations, she runs into this woman that who looks exactly like her. Okay, so Paula and Paulina. Yeah. Paulina had long hair and Paula had short hair because she was a bad bitch. So she runs into hair, right? And she had this like new, relationship she just entered in. That's the rich bitch, Paula. And she wanted to run away with this, her new boyfriend, for like a year. Can you imagine? And she's like, okay, since you look like me, I'm going to pay you money so that you can go back to my husband and impersonate me for a year. Girl. Oh, yeah. It was so good. I'm sorry. And this bitch like, no, I'm not going to do it. That's not me. You know, do you know what the girl did? She slipped her very expensive diamond bracelet in the girl's bag. That's the rich bitch. And that's Paula. And she went and she said, listen, you've stolen my bracelet. I'm going to report you and I'm going to have you fired. Okay. This girl doesn't have money. So of course she's like, oh, don't do it. Don't throw me in jail. Please, please. So she has to now learn how to be the bad bitch. And she went. And then now this rich bitch, after going away for a year, she gets into an accident, right? And then like, she's like an invalid for a while. And then she comes back and she's like, listen, it's enough. You gave your pussy to my husband. Now I'm coming back for it. And because like the rich woman herself, that's Paula, she was actually very bad. So she was sleeping with her, I think her sister-in-law's husband and things like that. So this new girl that went there impersonating her, she walked into some mess, y'all. Everybody was trying to kill her. She was like, why me? Why me? She was acting like Mother Teresa all up in there. She was now like trying to change things and like, I've changed. I'm a good person now. Girl, you here playing a bad bitch. Act the part. But yeah, La Sopadora was like a really good one for me that I really enjoyed. And then of course, I think it was like a national favorite, hands down, Rosalinda.
Cuando se tiene una razón para amar intensamente.
Rosalinda was good. I really like Rosalinda. You know, I have a little pet peeve when it comes to Rosalinda, but I feel like maybe I'll save it for another category in this very episode, because we're going to be talking about this thing in categories. But basically, Rosalinda, I think she was working in a flower shop, if I remember. Her boy was Fernando Jose. And you know what I like? Rosalinda used to wear this elastic band dress. Oh, that's my three sisters. It holds your boobs, it holds your midsection, and like, you know, and then she would have the flower and the bangs. Chicken and all stout. Talia, because she's a really pretty girl. You know, she's actually like a musician. So, I think she goes to this restaurant. She goes to meet Fernando Jose. He's playing like on the keyboard. She's fixated. You know how they are very dramatic, like dun 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 dun. She's like, right? And then like, you know, high social status. And that's another thing they like to do a lot. One person is rich, one person is poor. One person's mother said no, one person's mother said yes. You know, it's so funny. So they fall in love. And then I think, Fernando Jose's mother was the worst villain ever. What was her name? I know I have it here. Valeria. That bitch did everything possible to make sure that these two people will not be together. It was crazy. And then apparently Rosalinda's mother had pled guilty to killing Rosalinda's father, but apparently she wasn't the one that did it. She just took the fall for somebody else. And Fernando Jose found out that, oh, your mother killed my father? Okay, girl, divorce. And they had a baby called Erica. It's like, give me my baby, you know? Oh, you remember? And then Rosalinda went mad. That was my least favorite part of the whole thing. I'm like, how you do this to a bad bitch? This girl was in the mental institution. They burned the place down. And then now she was crazy walking on the streets doing, my baby. Like, they had like three episodes where this girl wore a white gown. There was no oil in her hair, brown, dry. Like, I was like, what the hell? It's crazy. And then she meets this guy called Alex. And then he makes her a pop star, right? And then now we're seeing her actual self. Because in real life, the actress that plays Rosalinda is like, you know, she's out there doing shows and stuff. And then one day they go to Fernando Jose's concert. And he plays a song that apparently... how convenient, right? Come on. He plays a song that he played for her the first time they met. And this girl who has lost her mind because she's been through a fire, a psychotic breakdown because he took her baby... The keyboard played and she remembered everything. She's like, oh, Fernando Jose Otamarano. That's Rosalinda. The next one that I enjoy, honestly, this is a very biased, this is what I enjoyed. So if I don't mention some of your favorites, please, they just didn't do it for me. Okay. All right. Me and the 16 bad bitches in my head, we have very high taste. But it's fine. Somebody has to have bad taste for us to stand out. So I get it. But anyway, the next one is Juana La Virgen.
Que estás dudando, sé lo que vas a pensar. Ser este un amor eterno, será un amor de verdad. Aunque sé que esto no es fácil de entender, que parece una locura.
Jane the Virgin, no, it's not the one that you both know. I'm talking about Juana La Virgen, the school girl that went for a checkup and then she got artificially inseminated by a rich man who, I think he couldn't have kids with his wife. And then he had stored his sperm. Girl, he had his sperm stored away for like about a year or two, you know? And I don't know what happened, but this girl just went to get a pap smear, I think. Is a pap smear where you just go and check the vagina? I mean, what's a pap smear? No, don't worry, talk. Cervical cancer. So what did Jane go and get checked?
She just went to the regular checkup.
Well, to make sure that you don't have it.
You need to do a pap smear.
Oh, okay.
Did they have to?
Yeah, how you go?
Checking to make sure everything was okay.
Okay. And she put a syringe in there and shot the sperm. I think. Anyway, listen, guys, listen. Please don't take this for a... You know, you can always do your Googles. But anyway... the girl got pregnant by this man's baby and she had to drop out of school. And I think she ended up working for the man. And then, you know, they fall in love, but he has a wife. So his wife is like the villain of the story. I think I liked Wallet and Leatherhen because it was very colorful. Yeah. Nothing really stuck out about the show for me, just the color. You know what I mean? But anyway, the next one that I really liked was Extravagant Anastasia.
Su camisa que disfraza y falsifica. Y lo sé, no puedo más, lo sé. Pero a sus besos y a su cuerpo yo me siento maniatada. Y tal vez, en un rincón, tal vez quiera ceder y abandonar esta prisión que me encadena. Debo dejarle y no puedo evitarle. Como un imán, él me aleja.
Another TV3 production, Extravagant Anastasia. Oh, they're nice. Very nice. You know, so it was like three girls, triplets, obviously played by the same person. And each one was different. But then the main one was like a boss bitch. She worked with like a jewelry company. And there was a lot of like shady business going on. But all I know is Extravagant Anastasia. I love it. And then I stopped watching it like after I came back from high school, because you know when you are away you don't know what this trending and stuff. So the rest of it was very like here and there, like for example The Promise. There was this Erana Promise at GBBA. I was like, okay, Angelo. Which, by the way, the people that talk for these characters, I wonder what the casting process is like. Because, you know, it comes even down to like Kun Kun Bagia, like the one that Tano, Arena, we have a sir. My bagging seven be coming baby home. Sir, okay. And this is like, let me just put it out there. If anybody's important to telenovela and they want someone to do a voiceover, please, I'm here. Anything you want me to do, I'll do. Because I'm always so geeked by it. Because I remember Rosalinda was voiced by, I think, Emma Morrison. And then Israel Lai, Munin Yamano Nimsuda, there were newscasters in there, you know, the variety of it all. But it was great. It was great. So yeah, my sweet fat Valentina.
Daré lo que tú buscas si es que a ti lo que te gusta es que yo le venda sueños a tu corazón. Me darás lo que yo busco y entre la alegría y el susto me dirás que tengo la razón.
I really like that one because it was very pop. I think it was very pop culture coded. My Sweet Fat Valentina, the music, the fashions, the themes. Oh, I really used to like My Sweet Fat Valentina. I think that was also on GTV. And oh my goodness, Passions.
I would hold the hand of the one who could lead me places and kiss the lips of the one who could sing so sweet.
So Passions used to come on weekdays at 10 p.m. Okay. In my household, as a student, I sleep at 8 p.m. And our house was like upstairs and downstairs. Okay. And where the living room is downstairs and where the TV is, if you lay upstairs flat like this and you just look, cause our stairs had holes. It's not like the covered stairs. You just lay down. Hey, let me talk into the mic before Kwame kills me. You just lay down like, and then you are, I wish, okay. This is the floor of the top floor, right? And then the stairs are here. So you lay down like this. Then this is your head, right? So you look down like this. You can see the TV. So it's two things. If my mother falls asleep in the living room, I have to sneak down the stairs. And there was like some three stairs in there that will always make noise. And I knew where they were. Sneak down the stairs. I change the channel to Passions. Quietly pass by her, go up the stairs, lie down and watch from there. If she goes to her room, then I'll come down, I'll put it on, all the lights are off, and I'll put the volume on like 5, and I'm sitting close to the TV and I'm watching Ethan and Teresa. Passions was everything. I think there were so many story arcs, but my favorite story arc was Ethan, Teresa, Tabitha and Timmy, and Charity. Because how are you telling me you guys planned a death, right? They put Charity in the coffin and they had an oxygen tank in there. And then somebody who didn't know what the plan was came to put cement on the thing because she was supposed to be dug up the next day because people were trying to kill her. So they were trying to like fake her death. And so somebody comes to pour, like, I think her father or someone who didn't know the plan came to do a tombstone. So now they come and dig her up because these are like artisanals that they had hired. And they're like, fuck, this is concrete cement. What are we supposed to do? And then they keep showing us the scenes where this girl is in there. She's breathing fine and her oxygen runs out. Wow. So like, it would be there in the middle of gasping for air and they'll end the episode. They're like, oh my God. My highlight was because I was one of very few people who would always watch Passions because of how late it was. So when I go to school the next day, I'm the one that has, like, people depend on me. Like, I literally cannot miss it. And I'll tell the story. Oh, I loved it. I loved it. And the time was called Harmony. I remember Harmony. Yeah, I really liked it. And Tabitha and Timmy were so cute. They were so cute. Like, I know she's a bad person in the whole thing, but like, yeah, they were cute. But I want to give honorable mention to The Bold and the Beautiful, Days of Our Lives, The Revenge. Oh, actually, Quando. You know, I liked Quando, but the thing is that it went on for too long. I think 2 or 3 years. I could only give it about 8 months of my life. Everything else I knew about Quando was passive information, but Quando was good. In fact, Kwame is a big Quando fan, but it is what it is. It is what it is. Okay, so now I wanted to talk about like TV stations that I think show the best shows. And I think hands down, TV3 is at the top. That's what I think. TV3 is definitely at the top. The rest were good supporting acts, I guess. I know GTV showed, Metro TV showed, Second Chance was on Metro TV, I think. And there was like, I know TV Africa, Net 2, Viasat 1. Yeah. So all of that, but TV3 had the best, hands down. All right. So now we're going to come to my favorite one. Okay. The best theme songs. I'm going to start. This is top 5 best theme songs. I'm going to start from number 5, guys. Let's start from number 5. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right. Okay. Starting at number 5, the telenovela that I think has the really, really great theme song is Quando.
Beso a beso hasta sentir que tu cuerpo se derrama como lluvia sobre mí. Por el borde de tu espalda voy a dibujar mi amor sin ocultar esta pasión. Cada latido de tu corazón, cada suspiro tuyo me pertenecerá. Es mía, ya lo verás, baby.
Todas las noches
serán buenas para hacerte el amor.
Oh, es mía,
cada sueño voy a estar yo. Te voy a hacer buscar, pedir, rogar mi calor. Oh,
yeah. Number 5. Cuando es mía. It's really good. It's really good, guys. And I like, you know, it reminds me of the beach. I don't know, but like, I like that one. Number 4. Coming in hot at number 4 is Extravagance Anastasia.
Sí, volveré. dulce estafa que me encanta así. Volver a disimular otra historia, otro olor en su camisa que disfraza y falsifica. Y lo sé, no puedo más, lo sé, pero a sus besos y a su cuerpo yo me siento maniatada.
Okay. All right. Then number three is Rosalinda. Ay, amor. Asunto de Rosalinda. Yes, come on. Rosalinda. Let me tell you something. I remember when Rosalinda started, we had like a really small TV in my house, and the TV like spoilt. My father bought a new TV like literally the next day, because I think it was Friday and Rosalinda was coming to show. We literally, this TV, we had been complaining about the TV for a long time, oh, but because of Rosalinda, my father bought a new TV. And so Rosalinda, I know. The second place is La Sopadora.
Un día llegaré con un disfraz distinto, el color, la misma faz. Te desarmaré, mi cuenta te darás para entregarte el corazón. Despacio te iré amando más y te cuidaré en el bien y el mal. El cielo te daré, tu abrigo yo seré, a ti me
Sopadora. I feel like a lot of people don't know it, but I really like, because I really like the show, I really like gave it some like time, and it's nice. It's very nice. Just go and look for it. Maybe Kwame put the song in the episode. I'm sure you will, but like, it's really nice. And sitting at number one is Passions. Yeah. Let me remind you, I've sung this on the podcast so many times, but it's basically, I would love to fly on the arms of the one who would take me places and kiss the lips of the one who would sing so sweet. And I will fly on the arms of the one that will take me higher. Breathe in, breathe out. Yeah! I don't remember the rest of the words. Passions, hands down, is the best one. If you share any differing opinions, feel free to put in the comments below. Do whatever you need to do to let your heart cool down. But anyway, before we go on, at this point of the episode, we're going to go and find out what some people think is the best telenovela, okay? So we did a little vox pop for this, and we're going to listen to it. What is your favorite telenovela? Hands down, all the ones that you watch, which one's the very best? Yeah, let's get those responses and be right back.
Second chance.
Really? Why?
I don't know. The guy's muscles.
So it's because of the muscles?
Yes!
Hey, muscles, is it that we choose the second chance?
Who's it almost starts? I know me, you burn, and now we, you know,
to Pongoso.
Not to Pongoso. Allah!
Okay, you know.
Bye bye.
How do you sing the song? Rosalinda.
Yeah.
I am. That's it's like OG. It's like, you know, classic. You know, if you didn't watch it, your parents did.
Classic.
If your parents watched it, you are too young. Because you should have watched it yourself.
Yeah. Look, you are trying to come for people. Do you know the song?
Rosalinda, dun, 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 Rosalinda, I am more than dun, dun, Rosalinda.
Yes, yes, cool.
There was one on, what's the name? Rasat. I'm trying to remember what the name. Yes, thank you.
Really?
That was my shit.
Okay, what was that? What was the storyline?
I don't remember. But it was my shit.
Yeah.
After watching, no, the thing is, all, like, the women in my life, they love telenovelas, and I could never watch it. But the timing of Storm Over Paradise, like, it was right after the cartoon, so, like, I don't know. It did something for me. It worked. It worked.
Look at this nigga. Yeah. The shows that you were watching were tied to the women that you edited.
No, it was a woman in my house.
Oh, okay, sorry. Hi. It's the way you said it, your delivery, the women in my life.
Oh my goodness. You see, Storm Over Paradise really had us in a chokehold, I'm not gonna lie.
What?
However, uh-huh. I don't think it was the best one.
What was the best one?
This one is a relationship tip. Because why is that they told you want to come and do Storm Over Paradise?
Said that it was Okay, first of all, y'all who hating that I'm in a relationship and I'm happy, you need to go to therapy and deal that with yourself. I'm so sorry.
Gather them.
I am so sorry that I'm in a healthy, happy, committed relationship. Sucks to be you.
Okay, your boyfriend is shy. No, but okay, so what's the one that was better than Storm of Paradise?
I don't remember the name, but there was this one. Her name was Maria de Jesus or Maria de Samparada or something. She became blind. And then, like, she was, like, working in this, like, really rich, sexy man came and they fell in love. But she was like, no, I can never love you because, like, you know, I'm blind and I'm poor. And he was like, no, but you're the one for me.
I know Esmeralda was blind, but she was not given sexy.
No, it was Maria de Samparada or Maria de Jesus, something. There was a Maria de Samparada and de Jesus, and they were either twins, and one was a rich bitch, and the other was a poor and blind. And
wait, was something. Extravagant Anastasia.
Maybe.
They were triplets.
No, it was definitely twins. You see, I don't remember. I was
so young. No,
they were
triplets because there was one that died. She was a geek, and one was hot.
Okay, no, I don't think that was the same show.
Oh my God, Rosalinda.
Rosalinda?
The blind one, right?
No, that was Esmeralda. Girl! So is it the blind one you like?
Honestly, you know what? I like that one, the blind one, and then the one with the twins.
Oh, I know, La Zapadora.
Oh, yeah.
Paula and Paulina. That is the best show.
I was seated.
Yes. Where she has to pretend to be her sister.
The drama. Oh my God. Drama. And she was so good.
Yeah.
Fooled everybody.
La
Continue.
Esmeralda full front. No.
Oh my God. I have never heard that version, but it works. Esmeralda full front.
He might have said Esmeralda.
Yes, yes.
So it's like La Superdora.
It's a new one.
Esmeralda. That's what I heard.
No, I love it. No, that's my personal favorite one.
Yeah.
La Superdora. What about you?
I love La Superdora. I think that was so riveting. It was so exciting. Like, I'm so sad that we don't have those things anymore.
I feel like we do. We just don't watch it anymore.
Yeah, that's true. That's
we moved on. Like we didn't watch Kunkun Bagia, but that was like the trendy one at the point.
Yeah. Now we're about to dish money, baby.
Second chance.
Why? Why second chance?
That's because of Salvador.
What did Salvador do?
Oh, the whole idea of dying and coming back into a different body.
The reincarnation.
I swear to God, like. But
did you watch everything?
Not really.
You didn't watch La Salvadora.
Eh, I beg no.
Rosalinda.
No.
Esmeralda.
I've heard of it. For real, second chance. And the second chance, it was even because of my sister.
Hey. So you are not even into
it. It was a big thing that year, you know.
Yeah. So that means that you were not into telenovelas, but that you were forced into it was second chance.
Yeah. Second chance, Salvador. And I think I've watched one or two other ones, but I don't remember the names. I'm not a fan.
Wanna Love a Hen.
Say again.
Wanna Love a Hen.
And who's in it then?
They will need Mukra. Secreto de Amor.
Secreto de Amor.
Why?
That movie. I remember saying if I close from work, we are cars. You can't tune the channel before they there. Wait till they stand and say, my father self go sit there, they watch. How come I don't go? See, my mother, they in such a way that. He knows he don't like the movie. He's going to tell you, is he this person? Is he this person? See, this is what will happen, you know. So, last, you two can't follow the movie.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, if even you, they do something where your mother on arm, we hear the boy, the sound, you will come home.
Secretary,
yes. I think in Metro TV, Metro TV people will do them. Secretary, they are
oh, nice.
But just forget
the storyline.
Yes.
But do you remember any of the names?
Secretary, they are Clara. I remember Clara. I forget.
You forget?
Yes, I'll go lie. Which movie was Sabado inside?
Is it Second Chance? Yeah,
Second Chance. Second Chance 2.
That one too.
Second Chance?
Yes.
Oh, Charlie. Somebody where they say die. Can enter different body. Yes. Can they take revenge? That'd be the Second Chance.
Yes.
That'd be the movie.
Yes.
Sabado. Yeah. Oh, I remember. Then another one. That one, it'd be UTV where they show them. Yeah. But UTV. But forget the name. But
cool, I bag, yeah.
Oh, okay, see. Yeah. That one too. That they are good. I said, okay. Because you call somebody okay, see. Abi. The name is that. Abi. Okay, see. Abi will be like, I was saying, we're not fighting.
Hey. Once upon a time,
all right, so we're back. And next thing on the list that I want to talk about is my categorization of what the best three shows were. Number three is Sunset Beach. Yes, because the cocktail of characters that they served us, they were very nice, they were very modern. There was fashion in there. There was great representation. You know, I saw there were black people, Mexicans and everything. It was really good. I know, very forward thinking. And the storyline was also titillating. Number two is definitely going to be Passions. Yes. I think even the risk involved in me watching Passions contributed to how much I love that show. But honestly, it was Ethan, Theresa, Tabitha, and Timmy for me. I loved that whole storyline. Everybody else was great gowns. But number one is definitely La Superdora. That's my favorite show. My best show is La Superdora. Anyone can come. It will stand the test of time because it's so chaotic. Trust me. The best villain, I'm definitely going to give it to Valeria from Rosalinda, because that woman came right through and she turned a bad bitch crazy. turned a bad bitch crazy, took away her baby. It was a lot. Like, Valeria was very committed to the cause. You know, she didn't stop when, like, they finally got married. She was like, it's still possible to crush this bitch. And she did it. Yeah, and that is definitely what really sums up my, you know, my experience with telenovelas. I loved them whilst they were showing. And I don't know, at some point you just kind of like, I guess you just kind of get tired, because I just got out of it. And I think Kukum Bagia, when people were like going crazy about it, I remember the actors even came to Ghana. Like, I could understand it, but I also understood I was no longer in that, you know, I'm the kind of person that if something's no longer my jug, I don't mind that other people still enjoy. You know what I mean? Like, and that's what I've been seeing lately. Like, if I don't like something, I'm not going to recruit haters and be like, hey, I don't like it. You shouldn't like it too. You know, people discover things at different times. So yeah, if, I don't know, is there any like telenovela that's currently going on? Cause I don't hear any noise about it. But if people are still doing that, listen, enjoy it and live through it, because we learned a lot from it, you know? Life lessons, how to pair boots and jeans. Yeah, some of those shows are very, very fashionable. Anyway, at this point, we're going to go into our listener letter. Stick and stay. We'll be right back.
In kind country, humble, make you never let go. Been through so many things, feeling for my head, oh. I know you had so many things up on the street. Them talk say me, I do, oh. But I can never lie to you. Whatever they said is true.
on my hat on my sleeve. 10 toes on street, survive the heat. Cause in here, my caddy in this heat. I will have free your mind for me. Even when the night is cold, never turn your back on me. Always do right by me. The only thing I feel is, would you care for me? If I give you all my world, would you let it burn or you be there for me? Even when that rain is pouring and that night is cold, would you care for me?
All right, we're back and it's time for us to do our listener letter. I want to give this person like a Mexican name. I actually like Fernando Jose Altamirano, so I'm going to go with that. Fernando Jose Altamirano said, I have been dating this girl for about a year now. Joseph, I can't remember falling hard like this ever since I got my heart broken about 8 years ago. How old you? How old are you? 8 years ago? Ha. She's everything you want in a woman and I've done everything to make her happy. Are you sure? She lives in Kumasi and I live in Accra, so we make it work. Would you believe just 1 week after visiting her, this girl decided to break up with me over some flimsy excuse that I have been cheating on her through my Snapchat, which is a lie. Again, how old are you? She didn't even give me a chance to make amends with whatever hit her. So she decided it's best we stay our separate ways because she and Kasa, she says she wants peace of mind. Funny thing is, I didn't see this coming because it was all hot when I visited last week and we even had sex on multiple occasions. This question, like, where is the question? Okay, Fernando Jose. She's accusing you of cheating from Snapchat. First of all, the last time I used Snapchat, the dog filter was still popular. You know, when the flower crown, girl, we used to do that every two business days. Stick your tongue out, look at a damn fool. And I think I just started posting on Snapchat again 2 years ago and I don't know how to use it. One of the things I really like is when they put the voices over things and I don't know how to do it, but I always like watching people, like somebody will be eating food. They'll be like, "Way me nyanyina, five cities." I'm like, how do I learn how to do this? But, Fernando Jose, I just want to say, you know what? There are many women out there. Move on. You don't have a question because there's none to be asked. Like the girl said you cheated. You said you didn't cheat. She lives in Kumasi. Girl, you in Accra. Like what are you fighting for? Tell me what is holding you there? Is it a puss? A puss is really good. Well, listen, it's a dime a dozen. You will find another good puss. I mean, I just feel like, you know, when things happen to you in life, you have two options, okay? You can decide to be practical or you can decide to feel your feelings. Now, your feelings are valid, okay? But your behavior based on your feelings, now that's something you are going to be responsible for. So you just need to take your time when you're making decisions, right? I don't think that you can change her mind based on what you've said here. And changing her mind for someone that lives in Kumasi and you live in Accra will cost you. You'll probably have to like fly there. What are you going to do? Hold like a Bluetooth speaker above your head and play, what's it called? Boys to Men and hope it rains. Girl, it's not going to work. Okay. If virtually you can't convince her. Okay. Wait, do you have money? If you have money, do it. Of course. Romance is dead. If you have money, by all means, for the fucking plot, let somebody catch you on Twitter. I'm posted. We'll have a field day. Oh, some nigga there, yeah, in the begging girl. Ha, ha, ha. Let us debate what I staged or not. Like, do it for the plot if you have money. If you don't, call it a day. Find another one, okay? And that's what it is. Honestly, Fernando Jose, let's keep it short and brief like Kevin Hart. King Kim promise. Into me by me team and Charles and I will send me to I. Sure. Now Miami and you know, so it's always me. I. We got me no Zamina, so I will send me to I. What you decide me to I. What may God do for you? Just to say, and I love you, my baby. Yeah. Then you won't make a fight, Kung Fu. Yeah. Make I go out for you. Make I go out for you, yeah. Just to prove to you, say my love be true. Maybe you then make I grace. You make a man, open some you eye. right, we are back, and listen, it is time for us to do the shout outs. Oh, baby, yes, yes. Who are we shouting out this week? We're shouting out a very special person. Listen, the engagement. I was in awe. I was in awe. I was very happy with this engagement. So I want to give a quick shout out to Walter Mensa. That is at me underscore Mr. Walter. Listen, he came through and gave a breakdown of the last episode. And that is the kind of stuff that I love. And I want to see more from Sincerities. You know, like, come on, critique the art. Tell us about it. Let us know you're listening. Give us your notes. Give us your thoughts and feelings, your sentiments. When you heard this place, what did it make you feel? Did you agree with what I said? You know, like, let's create a discourse online. The girls know I always reply. You know what I mean? Yeah, so Mr. Walter Mensa, thank you so much. I loved it. In fact, I loved it so much, I'm going to give you our only spot. Today, you're going to be the spotlight shout out, and you're going to stand out from everybody because you are like none other. You know what I mean? Into wowing your personal sports prime time on TV and radio, and now on Sincerely Accra. Thank you so much, guys. Hey, listen, we have come to the end of the episode. Yes, episode. You remember from the last episode, I was just fooling around. Yes, guys. Thank you so much for listening to Sincerely Accra. We truly appreciate every single one of you. You know, doing this thing for 7 years, guys, it's really crazy. I only know it because, like, every time we have to mark a calendar year in the business, and it's like, fuck, 7 years. I've been talking into the void. And you guys see me and you validate the fact that you're listening. Because it's really weird. I'm sitting here talking to my phone right now. You know what I mean? But I'm just really reflective, and I want to say thank you to every single one of you people that have supported us from the very first episode. I want to meet somebody that actually listened when we first came out. Not like the people that like listen and then they've caught up. Like someone that like when it came out the first, like they've been with us from there until now. That'll be interesting if you identify like that. Don't lie. Maybe reach out. We'll see what we'll do. But, thank you so much. Kwame and I are very appreciative of everything, one of you. And, we're going to be creating more things, trying to do more different, you know, Sincerely Accra, we're always trying to like elevate it and try to give you guys a lot of good times in different ways. And we just want to ask of you guys is to just support us. You know what I mean? And support can come in different ways. Follow us, talk about us to your friends, share us, rate us on the podcast app, leave a comment under every video. Listen, I'm going to e-beg for this. For as long as I can, because I need it. We need it. Multiple years of income. You know what it is. Give it to us. Anyway, guys, I love you so much for listening. Listen, my name is Joseph Inti. I have been the host of this amazing podcast that you've listened to, that you're going to come back for more. And also, you are listening to the handiwork of Mr. Kwame Asante, who is the co-creator and producer of this show. And we also want to give a quick shout out to the GCR Network. That is the podcast hosting network that we're assigned to, Premier Podcast Hosting Network. That is, okay, period, porn. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you're checking for us, because you know it's always a good time on Sincerely Accra. And at this very moment, Kwame is going to make you touch your clit. Bye.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Things will never be the same again. Yeah. My mama told me, so I can't stress. These are the times gonna rule again. These are the times gonna. So much to make a man pass. You make a man pass. It's emotional. And for some people, it's critical. They've been living for the city now. It don't be easy for the streets. We ain't no soft. It's invasion. Me and my people could be cruising in the in a different city. I'll be the only one. No go relax to the world, you know my face. No mind, no devil in my peace. That girl want body on me. They act different when they overcome me. It's not good, we get active, yeah. No mind, no devil in my peace. That girl want body on me. They act different when they overcome me. It's not good, yeah, we active, yeah. No retreating, no surrender. We go shut down the agenda. My G.O. for my defender, yeah, yeah. Defender, yeah, yeah. Start from ground so you remember. Steady bleeding through December.
Time that me should show me no lie from the heavens. I know no my level, every hell you settle. By time I tell no be me if I tell you. Bye to the hellos, bye to the ghetto. I cry with the capital, I cry with the devil. How will they pedal? Child on the radio, they listen all your troubles. Feeding my soul, but my belly full of knuckles. I need my own, no they worry about no head doors, yeah. Oh my God, they bother my peace. That girl want body on me. They act different when they overcome me. It's not good, you get active, yeah. Young man, know they bother my peace. That girl want body on me. They act different when they overcome me. It's not good, you get reactive, yeah. No retreat, no surrender.
This has been a Gold Coast Report production.